蓝天之下，让梦想起航；
绿洲之中，让心灵放松。欢迎来到
蓝天绿洲 Heaven Today。
一说起耶稣的祷告，我们马上联想到的就是主祷文了。我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。耶稣在受难前和门徒最后相处的几个小时里，他的祷告内容是否也会常常有意识地出现在你的脑海当中呢？这里是良友电台的中英双语节目蓝天绿洲 Heaven Today， 我是乐心。
True salvation only found in Jesus. Welcome to Heaven Today.I'm Charles Morris. We're sharing together the great story that's all about Jesus as the John Challenge continues. So as we are now beginning a new program together, let me ask you a question like I did yesterday. How can I know God?
If God had a name, what would it be and would you call it to his face? If you were faced with him and all his glory,What would you ask if you had just one question?
A hit song from 1995, One of Us, by Joan Osborne, asking profound questions about God. Many today asking similar questions. Who is he? Is he really there? How can I know him for sure? In a moment, we're going to look at John 17, Jesus praying for his people that they would know the Father just as they have known him.He also prays that they would see his glory as he went to the cross. And once any of us see Jesus in all his glory, you're seeing God. So, we're going to dig around in John 17 together more.
当乐心在读耶稣对门徒说的最后一番话时，忍不住就会去想约翰写下这些内容的时候，他所怀揣的心情是怎样的呢？要知道，约翰福音是被公认为的最后一部福音书。约翰写下这些事情，距离当时发生的时候至少已经相隔五六十年了。我们当然知道约翰是在圣灵的感动之下写的，但是这些祷告的内容，耶稣对他们说的那些温馨的话语，如果不是当初他从心里记下来，甚至回去以后把它写下来的话，我真的难以想象过了这么多年之后还能够被约翰如此清楚地记载下来。诚然，当年的约翰还是十二个门徒当中最年少的一位，此时的他呢，已经是初代教会德高望重的长老了。时间过去了半载，一回想当年与主耶稣相处的日日夜夜，却依然记忆犹新，仿佛只是昨天而已。所以啊，我们真的应该非常感谢约翰为我们记下了主耶稣的祷告。今天我们来看十七章耶稣分离前的最后祷告，乐心就祈求圣灵带领我们，保守我们，让我们在这短短的半小时内被主的话语得着，被他的亮光照到。我们先来听一首诗歌。
Now let's get started. Here's Brenton Brown, Jesus, You Are Worthy.
Jesus, You Are Mercy. Jesus, You Are JusticeJesus, you are worthy, that is what you are. You died alone to save me, you rose so you could raise me. You did this all to make me a chosen child of God.once was slain to receive all glory.
you purchased us for God. Jesus, you are worthy. That is what you are. Jesus, you are worthy. That is what you are.
Brown from South Africa, but now living pretty close to me in Southern California from his Everlasting God album. This is Haven Today, and I'm Charles Morris. We're in the John Challenge, and in a moment we're going to look at a special prayer that Jesus prayed for his disciples in the upper room in John 17. But first, I want you to hear a powerful testimony from a pastor. His name is Doug in Buffalo, New York, WDCX country. Here's how the Gospel of John changed his life.
I came to know Christ in Berkeley, California, at the age of 23, in large part due to the Gospel of John. As an art major, I transferred to California College of Arts in Oakland, California. Of course, at this time, I was totally into the hippie culture and the radical politics of the Berkeley scene. In December of 1969, I attended the infamous Altamont concert where one person was murdered near the stage where the Rolling Stones were performing, and three others died during the days of the concert. In March, the Vietnam War escalated with the bombing of Cambodia. I participated in riots in the streets in Berkeley, California, breaking windows and chanting, "Off the pigs." Then, in May, four students were killed by Ohio National Guardsmen at Kent State. All of this began to make me wonder much more deeply about my worldview. Why is there so much evil and injustice? Why is there war? Why do we have to die? How do we know what is right, what is wrong, what is true, what is false? Well, that summer, I took 3 months to hitchhike around Europe. I was on a quest for answers to these critical questions. When I returned to Berkeley, I was convinced that America was not the problem. Everyone was messed up. I became desperate and started looking for religious answers. I took a month-long Scientology course. Then I started meditating. In my final semester at CCA, a Christian student used his paintings to witness to the class. I was drawn to his message due to the gracious way he handled the abuse that he received. He gave me a Gospel of John to read. I was drawn to the person described there. Jesus claimed to be the answer, the way, the truth, and the life. He claimed to be the resurrection, and then he raises Lazarus from the dead to prove it. This gospel answered all the deep questions that troubled me. After a few weeks of reflection, I repented and put my trust in the crucified and now risen Christ. My life radically changed. A few months later, I was in seminary. I've been a pastor now for 41 years. In February, I'll start another preaching series through the Gospel of John.
Doug Sakeo, there in Buffalo. You, my brother, are close to my heart. Thanks for sharing how the Lord used John to bring you to Jesus. I pray this John Challenge will encourage other Christians besides just Doug and me to give away copies of this gospel and get other people to read it with us. Thanks for sharing. And this is Haven Today, and I'm curious how many of you out there have Alexa. Did you know you could ask her to play Haven Today on TuneIn? Well, my wife and I got
one for Christmas, and there it is, sitting on our kitchen counter, ready to answer most questions we can ask. And in case you're one of the few who don't know, Alexa is Amazon's voice-activated personality that you can use on an Echo smart speaker. And the version we got doesn't just tell you what you want to know, it shows you on a little screen. It was cute to hear Janet try to bridge the generation gap and explain this to her 95-year-old mother on the phone. Think of a question, mother. You can ask her anything. I can't think of anything. Okay, how about this? We were just about to cook zucchini. I hold up the phone and ask her, Alexa, give me a good squash recipe. Right away, Alexa says, here are some good squash recipes I found on the web. There's this pause. And then her mother, who lives in Boulder, Colorado, now said, that's scary. Well, I guess it can be, but it's also fun to just walk by and say, Alexa, what's the weather? Or play some smooth jazz and have the music start up. And then to walk out of the room and hear my wife Janet say, Alexa, be quiet, and the music stops. Alexa is a wealth of information, but there are some things she doesn't know. If you ask her, Alexa, how can I know God? Here's what she says.
Sorry, I'm not sure.
What?
Sorry, I don't know that one.
But that's the one thing we most need to know. We need to know God. C.S. Lewis gave an address to the Oxford Socratic Society where he explained the limitations scientists face. They can lay out masses of information about the universe, but they can't shine light on what it all means. He told them, I believe in Christianity, as I believe that the sun has risen. Not only because I see it, but because by it I see everything else. We've been seeing it. We've been seeing the sun rise. No one has ever seen God but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known. That's the first chapter, the 18th verse. All through John's gospel, that revelation pours forth through Jesus. We understand God. We hear God, we see God, not just through Jesus, but in Jesus and in what he does. And now we come to John 17. Our Lord's been teaching us and reassuring us in the upper room for four chapters. But now he's about to walk out into the night and lay down his life for us. But before he leaves, he lifts up his eyes to heaven and he talks to his Father. God the Son, pouring out his heart to God the Father, and we get to listen in. This is the conversation at the heart of the universe, as my friend Daryl Johnson puts it, and Jesus wants us to be there to hear it. And what we hear, just in the first few lines of the prayer, covers the entire scope of time, from the glory that was there in the beginning all the way to the glory of the future when everything will culminate in everlasting glory. And at the heart of it all is that hour of glory, the hour that Jesus knew would finally come. Listen to the first nine verses of John 17.
Do you believe now? The time is coming, it is already here, when all of you will be scattered, each of you to your own home, and I will be left all alone. But I am not really alone, because the Father is with me. I have told you this so that you will have peace by being united to me. The world will make you suffer, but be brave. I have defeated the world.
After Jesus finished saying this, he looked up to heaven and said,
Father, the hour has come. Give glory to your Son, so that the Son may give glory to you. For you gave him authority over all people, so that he might give eternal life to all those you gave him. And eternal life means to know you, the only true God, and to know Jesus Christ, whom you sent. I have shown your glory on earth. I have finished the work you gave me to do. Father, give me glory in your presence now, the same glory I had with you before the world was made. I have made you known to those you gave me out of the world. They belong to you, and you gave them to me. They have obeyed your word, and now they know that everything you gave me comes from you. I gave them the message that you gave me, and they received it. They know that it is true that I came from you, and they believe that you sent me. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those you gave me, for they belong to you.
One more powerful moment from John's Gospel, this DVD we had for you. But here, in John 17, Jesus' prayer, pulling back the curtain, showing us the scope of time from the glory of God that's always existed to the future, culminating in glory. Jesus praying, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began. From the beginning, before the world was made, the Son was in the presence of his Father, in a relationship of love that radiated with glory. And it was a shared glory. It was both with God and he was God. Jesus telling the Father, I had that glory with you. You realize what that tells us about God? If God were just a monolithic one-person God, then the only way he could have had any kind of relationship would be to recreate the world. But what Jesus is revealing is that God didn't need to create the world for love to exist. Love always existed. Love is eternal. So why did he do it? Why did he create the world in which we live? Why did the Father commission the Son to lay down his glory and take on our flesh and die on the cross? Why did the Son gladly do his Father's will? Because he wanted to bring many sons and daughters into that relationship of love. Jesus left his glory, and in this prayer, the longest prayer we have of Jesus, he asks his Father to let him return to his glory, but he doesn't want to leave us behind. Later in verse 24, he prays, Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. Jesus was covering the entire scope of time, from the glory he had with his Father before creation, all the way to the glory of the future when we will be there with him, where he is in glory. But at the heart of it all, there is this hour of glory that's spoken of, that hour that Jesus knew had finally come, the hour that would make the future possible. Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. Glorify, it means to reveal, to make God known, to let his glory shine forth. That's what Jesus was longing to accomplish.
是的，正像 Charles 说到的，荣耀的意思是彰显，使神被认出来，被知道。我们会发现，荣耀这个词在十七章里出现了很多次，绝对算得上是这章的一个关键词了。荣耀是什么意思呢？我们常常会说，将荣耀归给神，我们要彰显神的荣耀。如果你可以用一句话简洁的来解释一下什么是荣耀，你会怎么说呢？乐心，我曾经一度觉得这个词很难用言语去形容，也很难向还没有信主的朋友解释清楚。其实圣经上讲的荣耀和世界观念中的荣耀很不一样。圣经上说的荣耀就像圣洁一样，是神的本性和属性，是只有神才有的，人不可能有荣耀。荣耀是神本身的性情和神的作为。其次呢，荣耀也是神的性情和他的作为透过所造之物被彰显出来。换句话来说，这个器皿被造之物本身并不是荣耀的，它不过是彰显神的荣耀，或者说与神的荣耀有份而已。诗篇十九篇说，诸天诉说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬神的手段。这个诸天本身是没有荣耀的，但是它却在述说着神的荣耀。因为天地太浩瀚了，让人就会觉得自己很渺小。我们站在澎湃的海边，站在巍峨的群山面前，甚至哪怕只是仲夏之夜听到的一个轰轰雷声，都会让我们立马感受到天地的伟大和人类的渺小。 而浩瀚的天地不过只是在述说着神的荣耀，并且他并没有将神的荣耀完全的述说出来。希伯来书第一章让我们看见，耶稣基督是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。神的荣耀透过了拿撒勒人耶稣完全的彰显出来了，如今神的荣耀也借着我们这重新得救的人彰显出来。我们就是那器皿，当我们被圣灵充满，被圣灵浇灌和恩膏的时候，我们就能彰显出神荣耀的性情。进一步来说，圣灵被充满的前提条件是器皿被倒空，腾出空间给圣灵自由的运行，而不是让自己天然的性格、各样的缠累还有软弱、骄傲等等的东西塞住器皿。我就想到说，器皿装的是什么，倒出来的就是什么。如果说装的是圣灵的浇灌，那么倒出来的就是圣灵的果子、神的性情。如果装的是自己还有世界的东西，那么倒出来的就是与神的荣耀毫无关系的东西。这个呢是非常真实的，有人就把它叫做属灵的实际。
Alexa, how can I know God?
Sorry, I don't know that.
And Alexa doesn't know. We can't know God unless he reveals himself to us. We can say God is glorious and full of love all day long, but it won't mean anything without this moment, this hour of revelation. Jesus saying this is eternal life, to know the Father and Jesus Christ, his only Son. But we can't know him unless he makes himself known. The Gospel of John has been leading us up to this hour from the very first verse in chapter 1. Jesus has longed for it because he longs for his Father's name to be glorified. At last, the hour comes. And what was going to happen? The Father was going to give up his Son to death. And the Son was going to give up himself to die. Jesus was going out into the night to be arrested, betrayed, mocked, beaten, stripped, condemned, and then crucified. What could be less glorious and yet so glorious? Do you want to know God? Today? Just look at the majesty, the sheer beauty of Jesus on the cross. Take a good long look. This is God. This one who laid aside his glory and took on our flesh to die so we could share his glory. This suffering, steadfast King is the revelation of God to the world. There's no other way to know God. John 13:3, now the Son of Man is glorified, Jesus said, and God is glorified in him.
Man of sorrows, what a name for the Son of God who came. Ruined sinners to reclaim. Hallelujah, what a Savior.
Bearing shame and scoffing rude in my place, condemned he stood.
The fourth, the fifth, the minor fall. when the manger lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah.
Mashup of actually three songs from an album called Hymns by Anthem Lights. I'm Charles Morris, and this is Haven Today. And wasn't it encouraging to hear our Lord and Savior pray for us in John 17? This great prayer truly revealing Christ's love for his people. Hallelujah. What a Savior. Here on this Haven Today with the John Challenge.
约翰福音的十七章，耶稣最后为我们所有信徒的祷告，每次读内心我都会觉得备受安慰。好像十七章的最后一节，耶稣说道，我已经把你的名指示他们，还要再指示，使你爱我的爱在他们里面，我也在他们里面。这是多么多么多么亲密的爱的表达。内心忍不住一共说了三次多么，希望呢，你不要把它当作是节目录音有什么问题，完全没有任何的问题，只是说，乐心，我就是感受到了耶稣为你、为我向父神那么亲近的表达他的爱，我就觉得特别的受安慰。你有没有试过把这部分的内容化作成你个人的祷告内容呢？就是将里面的每个他们换成你自己的名字。我们每一天可以被各样的事情缠累，这可能是工作，可能是与家人的关系，也可能是干不完的家务活，是教会的服事，是经济状况等等等等。然而当我们在安静中默想父神的爱在我里面，圣子耶稣基督的爱也在我里面时，那种从内到外的更新就马上充满了我们。其实我们的生活面对各样的事物非常需要力量，这种的力量不是来源于你每天睡足了八个小时，早晨起来还喝了杯咖啡，它也不是来自于你每天强身健体在健身房各种的挥洒汗水。真正能够让我们面对这世界的纷扰，乃是我们与神的健康关系，他在我们里面，我们在他里面。世界上没有一件比这个更为重要的事了。这个就是今天蓝天绿洲想和你分享的全部节目内容了，非常谢谢你的收听。如果你听完之后对于约翰福音的十七章，耶稣对门徒还有对属他的人的祷告有任何的感动，有任何分享的话呢，都欢迎发送短信到13229966122来和乐心还有 Charles 说说的。短信的开头请你加上蓝天，那先由 Charles 呢就在下个星期与你继续分享约翰福音。愿神祝福你，拜拜。
Jesus you are mercy, Jesus you are justice, Jesus you are worthy, that is what you are. You died alone to save me, you rose so you could raise